Hello, this is Ellie, and you're listening to The Weekly Inflated, episode, 3.
That was Ellie from calling from Australia. We'll start off the show like we do every episode with our weekly odd news story. This odd news story is from Reuters. It's headed, Strong Woman Seeks Phone Books to Save Show. A circus strong woman who rips up telephone directories as part of her act has launched an appeal for 500 phone books to ensure her show in Northern England can go on. German-born Sylvia Brumback, known as the Woman of Steel, says she is about to run out of books after destroying over 100 at Blackpool Tower Circus. I just bought 200 over from Germany. I used over half of them already, she told Reuters. Brumback, who says she can tear a directory in half in around 30 seconds, has placed ads in local newspapers appealing for more books. You have to find the right point to rip. The book must not be too old and the spine must be tough, not wobbly, she said. Interesting story. And that was from Yahoo News. Like we do every week, a weekly odd news story. Email us your suggestions, comments, or if you just want to talk. Email your emails to theweeklyinflated@gmail.com. And we read every single one of them. And we, you know, if you've got any suggestions, we highly, you know, take in consideration if it's seems like a good way to improve the show. So emailing us will help the show. So we just want to know what you think about the show. Email us theweeklyinflated@gmail.com. Up next is the Weekly Comedy Minute. We have a special guest here with us. His name is Ellie. He was supposed to be here in the studios with me, but he's going to join us for announcing the Comedy Minute. And he's on the phone right now. Ellie, hey, what's up, Ellie?
Not much, just pretty still upset about my car.
Yeah, I hate when those kind of things happen. So, Ellie, do you want to introduce this week's Comedy Minute?
Sure. What's this week's Comedy Minute feature?
Well, this week we have Baby Subliminal and our weekly answering machine message. This week's answering machine message is Cheech and Chong.
Sounds great. Baby Subliminal. That's an interesting topic. Subliminal advertising. Very interesting topic. And Cheech and Chong, gotta love them.
Yeah, Cheech and Chong. Oh, you're also gonna be hosting a new segment on the Weekly Inflated, called Interesting Facts from Ellie.
Yeah, just some useless random facts, you know. Interesting ones though.
Alright, here's this week's Comedy Minute.
Hi, thanks for calling the McCoys. Look, we can't come to the phone right now. We kind of have our hands full, but with changing diapers.
Pampers keeps wetness out.
Feeding 7 hungry babies.
Heinz, there are no other kinds.
Washing 7 sets of clothes.
In a Maytag. Maytag, the dependability people.
And fitting 7 car seats into our 15-seat van.
Chevy, tried, tested, and true.
So please leave a message.
And thank you for choosing AT&T.
Oh man, thank you for calling the number. Hey, nobody can come to the phone right now because they're kind of tied up. No, check it out. Oh man, shut up. No, but hey, leave a message, man. And as soon as they get away, you know, someone's bound to return the call. Bye.
Hello, I'm Ellie, and this is the Weekly Interesting Fact. This one's a good one. On average, there are 333 squares of toilet paper on a roll. Well, Ellie, I hope you enjoyed that interesting fact. Really random, really useless, but sort of interesting.
Up next is the Odd Gadget of the Week.
This week's Odd Gadget is the Get Off the Phone Excuse Machine. It's a keychain that has 6 buttons, and each one of them has a sound you can play to get off the phone. Some of the sounds include a doorbell, static, siren, baby crying, and car crashing. It's from Stupid.com. It's only $9.99.
Hi, I'm Brandon. I'm a caffeine addict. I've had a little too much caffeine.
This man has a caffeine addiction. Sometimes caffeine addictions can go unnoticed.
please visit www.caffeineaddiction.org for more information.
Female, but I'm not, because I really am a male. Because my name is Brandon, and that obviously is a male name, but I guess it could be a female name if it really was. But it's really a male name, so I don't know. So you tell me, do I sound like a female? Just maybe a little bit more high-pitched and talking really fast. I don't know, but thank you, Starbucks. Thank you, Starbucks, for everything.
And now for listeners' emails. Okay, we got a few emails. Our first email is Greg from Oregon. He says, "Hello, Brandon and Ellie. I can't wait to hear you guys again. Thanks for the podcast." Well, thank you for listening, and you're welcome, Greg. Amber from Tennessee says, "Hey, Brandon, I thought I would send you an email to tell you that the podcast is great." Well, thank you, Amber. All right, up next is our weekly rock track.
Every week, the Weekly Inflated brings you a new rock track. Here's this week's rock track from Magnitude.com.
This week's rock track is by Electric Frankenstein. It's called Burn Bright, Burn Fast.
Could have been a bright sun. It was a shooting star instead. And what I am to you, I have now become. And in the name of greed, the prophet when you bleed. Could have been a bright sun, but was a shooting star instead. They wanted you high. Well, they gave you golden wings and told you you can't fly.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Weekly Inflated. Hopefully, next episode will be a little longer. And, hopefully, you know, we'll hear more from Ellie with our new segment, Weekly Interesting Facts. I'm Brandon. This has been the Weekly Inflated, episode 3. We'll be right back.
Some of the songs on this program were provided by Magnatune.com. Magnatune is a really interesting music website that lets you listen for free, name the price you want to pay, and half their revenue goes directly to the artist. Check out www.magnatune.com.